The title of my message this morning is in the form of a question. Do you have the power? You may ask, what is power? The world has used the word power in many situations, and it carries a similar meaning, but it's not coming from the same source. Do you have the power? I use the article, the specific article, the power. I'm referring to the power of God. It is the word dunamis in the Greek, and it means ability, might, miracle, strength, capacity of anything, ability to perform anything. The word for power is used 121 times in the New Testament. It is the root word for our English word dynamite, or dynamo, or dynamic. The culture, our culture, has used the word power in many different situations. It was used by a people uplifting themselves from an oppressing state to a new state of mind. So we heard the words black power. It is used in the financial world by those who seem to have the ability and the capability to make money. They are called power brokers. And as my granddaughter Nia might say, when she has done something well or completed a task correctly, girl power. Yes, we have heard all different sources that come from that word power. But I'm here seeking an answer, or seeking for you to contemplate on the question of, do you have the power? I'm talking about the power of God. God moving in the life of his people. That's God's power. We have seen the God power movement in a mighty way almost in every book of the Bible. Known to every Christian are the miraculous events in the Old Testament when the power of God moved in the life of Moses and he confronted the man of power in Egypt. That was Pharaoh. God heard the cries of his people. So I must say that your cry moves God's power. It moves God's power. Yes, Moses confronted the man of power of the day, and he, in the power of God, said, let my people go. Let my people go. And it was God's power that delivered the plagues to Egypt when the powerhouse would not submit. But it finally had to submit to the real power, the true power, the mighty power, and the freedom of God's people was given. The power of the day could not hold back God's power. It was God's power that moved them through the Red Sea. It was a miracle that many still are amazed about. But it was a power that Moses saw with his eyes and could not restrain himself from those beautiful words that were penned in Exodus 15. And it says that when Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord, he spoke this saying, here is Moses understanding, seeing what has occurred, seeing the move of God's power in his midst among his people, defeating the power of the day. He said, I would sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I would praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. He has chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone, talking about the power of God. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. Yes, Moses saw his enemies dash to pieces when God's power moved on behalf of the children of God. My question. That's a question we must all take time to understand, to contemplate. Do you have the power of God? You saw that power revealed when Jesus was conceived. And it says that the angel answered. This was the answer to Mary, who had the question of what might be going on in her life. What was this power that is supposed to come upon her? She didn't understand. And the angel answered her and said, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. It was the move of God, the power of God, that ushered in the baby, the Son of God, the move of the power of God. Yes, and that power continued in the life of Jesus. When Jesus returned from his wilderness experience, yes, of being tempted by the devil, he returned, as the scripture says in the book of Luke, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the power today to operate in this world. In the book of Luke, it also continued and said that all the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching with authority and power? The power of God working in the life of Jesus. The scripture said he gives orders to the evil spirits and they come out. Yes, and the news about him spread throughout the surrounding areas. It was God moving in the ministry of Jesus. Yes, Jesus' teaching, he taught with power. They didn't understand. They could not know how this Jesus from Nazareth, how could he have this power? But it was God moving in his life. Do you have this power? In Luke 5:17, it says, it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who were coming out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. God's power moving in the midst of people to know who Jesus is. And you see the continuation of this power in the preparation process as Jesus taught his disciples, gave them instruction. And he said to them that he had given them the power to tread underfoot snakes and scorpions and all the forces of the enemy, and nothing will ever harm them. It is the power of God moving in the lives of the disciples that allow for the strength of the ministry to be established. This is what is written, as stated in Luke. The Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. There was a promise made, and this was a promise. He said, stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power. So sometimes, you know, we might have to wait a bit. Sometimes we might have to tarry a bit. But it's worth it, because it is the power of God moving in our midst that allow us to establish, to build, to overcome, and to be in relationship with the Father. The early church functioned in this power. Acts 4 and 33 says, and with great strength and ability and power, the apostles delivered their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace, loving kindness, and favor and goodwill rested richly upon them all. The power of God working in the lives of the early church, establishing and strengthening the church to bring forth many to know Christ. Do you have the power of God? Yeah, it takes time. It takes relationship. It means that you're going to have to spend some time in prayer. It is a power of God moving when his people pray. We see that happening in the book of Acts. All through Acts, as the church is being established, as the gospel is being spread through Jerusalem and to the uttermost parts, we see that the power of prayer is the power that allow God to move in the midst of his people. In Acts 12, we read of an incident that shows the power of prayer. It was a time when the church was being under a lot of persecution. It had started. Herod had killed James and he had imprisoned Peter. And you know, Peter was not just in prison, just not thrown into jail. Yes, he was chained and put in the uttermost parts of the prison. But it says in chapter 12, verse 7, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him. Yes, the power of God moving through that angel No walls could stop him. And he said the angel came through him. And a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. The chains fall out when God power moves. When God power moves, no tight chain can hold you. The chains fall off. And I hope you hear, if you are tied into any chain, if you're chained into any relationship, if you're chained in any habit, yes, the power of God can move and those chains can fall. But it was what was happening as the angel, as the power of God was moving in that prison, releasing Peter. There was something else that was going on at the same time. The saints were praying. So I think there's a connection here. I think you will agree with me. There's a connection here. As the saints were praying, the power of God moved, and Peter found himself out of that prison. Even the saints in the midst of the prayer could not believe it. That as Rhoda came to the door and Peter stood there, she had to go inside and tell them, "Peter is there. Your prayers are answered." And they could not understand. Yes, even when our disbelief, sometimes God is so tender with us that he really brings it through. There is power in prayer. God moves in the power of prayer. And you know the story that Peter then came to them and there was great rejoicing. But at the end of that chapter, there was something that was stated. And after they kept shouting, Herod was not finished with the situation. He was still making plans to hold Peter, to get Peter back. And he was very angry, the scripture says, with the people of his city. And he really wanted them killed for having Peter escape. But no power could hold Peter on when God power moved. But Herod lifted up himself, and the power of God moved in such a way that Herod was killed. You see, Herod's power could not match God's power. There is no power that can match the power of God moving in your life. Seek that power. Hold on to that power, the power of prayer. Just remember, there is power in the blood. There is power in God. There is wonderful power in the saving blood of the Lamb. Praise God.